Thank you. So I'm Louis. I'm working at SNCF on the project OSRD. It means Open Source Railway Designer. And I will present the integration of NGE and Netgraphic Editor. We just had a presentation about it. In OSRD, Adrian told you Adrian told you some things about the macroscopic level of detail, and at OSRD we work at a microscopic level of detail. We'll see how we do that. So to make short, OSRD is an open source software that does train simulation and helps design timetables that finally guide railway evolution. I recorded a short video, if it's working. Yes. To show you how OSRD works, so I open a test scenario, and I have on the left my list of train with the departure times and the arrival times and the rolling stocks concerned. And on the right, I have more details, diagrams and analytics. But this is not really important today. And here we can see the itinerary of this train, for instance, on the map that we use for this scenario. And we can see a lot of things here, the signals, but also hidden the electrification, the tracks, the blocks, the main things. Yes, that's it. And each train of this list is simulated on this microscopic infrastructure. And we also can see if there is some conflicts in between the trains. And what we can do is to visualize this timetable with another tool. So what you need to know is that the squares are the nodes, that it represents the train stations, and the lines, the trains of our timetable. We can see the departure times and arrival time at each node, the running time in between, and we can navigate through it. We can also edit a train for our timetable on this tool, and it changes. It synchronizes automatically. And this view is very important because it makes it easy to compare transport plan, and it can quickly analyze the performance of a timetable. And so this is no surprise. It was actually two softwares, one embedded in another, and I will explain you how we did it. But first, I will present briefly OSRD, then NGE, even though we just had a presentation about it, and spend some time for the design of the solution. So OSRD, we have many purposes. And one of the main one is to reduce our dependence for the software market. You just mentioned Viriato and Visum and stuff. We aim to replace them with our free and open source software. We also work on the standardization of the tools of this industry because it can make it easier to work at the international, for instance. We also develop reusable bricks, not only for the railway industry, but for other domain. We try to be agnostic. And for that, we are the first hosted project of Open Rail Association. And we are around 45 full-time person working at SNCF on this project. And this is very useful because we directly benefit from the insights of the person actually using our tools, or I mean this kind of tool, which is not always the case for software vendors. And NGE, so Netgraphic Editor, you just had a presentation. In brief, it's a very long-term transport plan designer that produces network graphic, or Netgraphic in German. And this is interesting to notice that they split their project in two repositories, one for the front end and one for the back end. And how did we manage to integrate Netgraphic Editor in OSRD? We had a few constraints or guidelines. Do not break NGE. Evaluate our needs and capacity because we have limited time. We want to think reusable, not only for our own use, but for others. And it has to be easy to maintain and get up to date. So how to make NGE usable? So for the backend, we've seen that we have similar technologies, but we are not sure to consider this option because we want to keep our stack clean and simple. I mean, try. And for the front end, the design of NGE has been designed for relying almost fully on its front end. So the front end is very powerful, and the back end actually is only used for persistence thing that we already have at RSID. So what if we can use only the front end of NGE and integrate it in RSID, like a front-end package or something, and make communication with it. So this feature didn't exist to just get the front-end, and we first thought on refactoring NGE as separate web component, but it was too much time. And we thought about another option, refactoring some code on NGE to make it able to run without backend. It's actually the demo you just seen before. It's based on that. So we developed a standalone mode that runs without backend. And we published a build of this version on NPM that we can use on any other JavaScript framework. So that's nice. And even if it can run alone, it does now not communicate with anything except itself. So we had to figure it out. And we decided to go through custom elements because NGE was aimed to be embedded in another software. So we could just create a custom element on NGE side and communicate with it using a DOM element accessible from the author of NGE. And this way we could send data inside NGE from the author of it. We'll see after how it exactly works. And for RSID, we instantiated in an iframe, for instance. And last, because we have specific needs, we decided to fork the repository of NGE, but just for minor changes that we cannot push on the main, and we try to reduce the number of these hacks. This is mainly to hide some elements or to not to misuse others that we don't know how to use it. Okay. And now we'll see how we constructed it. So first, we are based on OSRD, which has a complex stack because it's designed to be scalable and some other things. But we will reduce the scope on the backend and the frontend. For the backend, we have PostgreSQL for database and REST as a middleware, and other things for the simulations or the data pipelines for Java, Kotlin, and Python. And the front end is written in TypeScript and React. So now we can use what we said earlier, the NGE standalone version that now runs inside OSRD but cannot communicate with anything. So this is nice because we succeeded to be agnostic of the difference of the JavaScript frameworks. After some digging, we found that the central element of object of NGE is net graphic detail. And in this object digs, it is thanks to this object that NGE displays what it displays, the nodes, the trainlines, and stuff. So we need to find a way to put data in this object. And in Angular, there is a decorator named input, at input, that is a property bound to a DOM element, to a DOM property, and that automatically listens to changes on this element and update the data of the data property from the DOM property's value. And from that, we can set new data in the net graphic detail. And from the author, because the DOM property is not accessible from the author. Here, it's called SBB root. And we only need to transform our timetable into NGE compatible objects. Here it's nodes and train runs. And then that's it. We put data, our data from our timetable in NGE, and it's automatically updating. So what we need to do now is the round trip to send data out of NGE. So there is a lot of objects handled in NGE, train run, nodes, labels, and stuff, but it's not important. What's important is that whenever we implemented a concept, operations, whenever these objects are updated, created, or deleted, we send a message through event emitters, standardized as operations, into an output decorator from Angular, which changed the value of the DOM property operations. So from the author of it, on the OSRD side, we can just listen to the changes of this DOM property. And we are almost done. What we did already was to send the updates of our timetable whenever our timetable was changing. So we can just do the same thing and just match the events to OSRD compatible events. And that's it. We have a closed system. NGE is displaying our data and is sending back the modification that we are doing on it. So that's pretty nice and not even very complicated. We designed NGE standalone for to be able to process that kind of magic. So we hope we are not the only user of this. So that was it for the solution. And I will briefly finish with how do we cooperate. So OSRD is a project open source from SNCF and NGE from SBB. We are both parts of OpenRail Association, which is nice. And currently, OSRD is using NGE, so that's nice. But what's really nice is that we made two open source projects work together from big companies. And because we use their software, we try to contribute to their project, not only because we have a slightly bigger task force, but because we like to contribute that way. So we developed a few features. We are active on their repositories. And also, we did some events together. For instance, the Thailander Hack. It's another hacker event organized by SBB or the Austrian and the Swiss and the German railway company. We worked there together with Adrian last year, so why not you? And I'm done with that. If you have any question, we'd be glad to answer. No question, perfect. if there is no question, that's fine. I was clear then.
Why did you use an iframe and not directly include in abdominals?
Why did we use an iframe and not directly imported the application, right?
Yeah, in a custom element.
Because it was easier for us to communicate, to instantiate, It was easier for us to instantiate it in an iframe because we could just instantiate NGE and that's all. It's separated. It's easier.
Isn't it difficult to exchange data with the safety in the browser?
Good question.
Because sometimes it's blocked.
Because we run directly the application at the same server, we don't have that kind of issue about security issues using iframe. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Can it be deployable or to other companies?
Is OSRD and NGE deployable? It's already deployed internally at SNCF. It's working. You can download the project on GitHub and work with it. We are working on a public demonstration environment, but it requires more data than the microscopic softwares. So we are currently working on it, and in a few months we will have such environment for demonstration. Yes?
Are there contributors outside of SNCF working on this project?
Yes, only a few for now. Maybe mainly because it's a very complex project, but we are keen to embark anyone that want to contribute. We had many contribution, but not for big features yet.
Okay, thanks a lot. I think we have to change.
Yes.